Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare Ram. Ram 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 श्यामा श्याम की Now I'll share a little bit more of the theory of what is the Bhagavatam and why is it so special. We even say that Bhagavatam is beyond the Gita. Both are told by Shri Krishna, but there's something that puts the Bhagavatam even above the Gita. See, in the Gita, Shri Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraj aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. He tells Arjuna in the very end of the Gita, if you surrender your mind to me, I'll grace you and I'll give you moksha. The Gita does not make a distinction between the different options in the divine world. It groups it all together as like just saying a divine attainment. So in some places, Shri Krishna may use the word moksha. He may say prapsyasi sthanam shashvatam. He uses different words, but he doesn't differentiate that in the divine world, you could attain formless God and you could just get moksha, just liberation, but no actual experience of God. Or there's something beyond that. You could actually see Shri Krishna's leelas and meet him and get to stay with him and be with him forever. That's beyond moksha. Gita doesn't make that distinction. Not explicitly. It doesn't spell it out for us. So we say that Gita ends with moksha. Shri Krishna says, you surrender, I'll give you moksha. Bhagavatam starts from throwing out moksha. Starts from throwing out liberation as a viable option for a devotee. Dharma prodhita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastavamatra vastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. Shrimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimba Parairishvara Sadhyo Hridya Varudhyatetra Kritibhi Shushru Shubhistachanat. Veda Vyasji says in the second shloka of the Bhagavat that the dharma that I'm teaching here in this Bhagavatam is without any type of deceptions. Kaital means deception. And the worst deception of all, taru madhye mokchavancha kaitav pradhan. According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhuji, the king of all the deceptions is the promise of moksha. Why? I'll explain briefly. Because this is part of what makes the Bhagavatam great. When Vedavyasji wrote the Gita, he was not done. I told you yesterday. He felt restless until Naradji came and told him to write the Bhagavatam. It shows there's something more in the Bhagavatam. When he wanted to arouse Shukadevji from his samadhi, from his brahmalin samadhi, did he give some shlokas of the Gita to his disciples to go and sing? No. He gave shlokas of Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavat, think about it, if Gita is so great, and we're saying Bhagavat is even beyond the Gita, how great is Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana? So in the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasji makes this distinction that moksha is to be discarded. Why? Because there's something better you can get than moksha. Why settle for less? What's better than moksha? Eternal bhakti. That's what's better. When Bhagwan Ram was very pleased with Kagbhushundi, his devotee. He told him, Kagbhushundi manguvar ati prasanna mohi jana. Ask for anything, I'll give you whatever you want. And he gave him some suggestions. Arnima dik siddhi apar nidhi moksha sakal sukha khan. Why not ask for yogic siddhis, the greatest material powers? They're not divine, but the greatest material powers. Or ask for untold wealth. Or why not ask for the fountain of all happiness, moksha, liberation. Now moksha means to leave you're liberated from your physical body. And you never have to take birth ever again. And you merge into Sri Krishna's formless aspect. And then you never experience anything ever again. That's moksha. Permanent liberation from ever being born in the world. But also, you're bereft of any kind of experience because you're not given a mind and a body with which to experience anything in the state of moksha. So you still exist, but you have no awareness of your own existence. You have no awareness or experience of God. Nonetheless, Bhagwan Ram is saying, Kagbhushundi, I'll give you anything. So why not ask for moksha? Kagbhushundi says, do I look like I was born yesterday? Aviral bhakti vishuddha tav shruti puran jehi gav जेहि खोजत योगीश मुनि प्रभु प्रसाद को पाव. He says, I want your divine bhakti, your eternal bhakti. There's two kinds of bhakti. One is the bhakti we have to do. As souls who are so attached in the world, we make the effort to bring our mind from the world and think of Shri Krishna. That is also bhakti. We call that sadhana bhakti. It's the bhakti we have to do. But there's another bhakti, a perfect bhakti, a divine power of God. That is the key that unlocks the treasury. Bhagbhushundi says, I want that key. You're offering me like a gold coin out of your treasury. I say, forget the gold coin, give me the key to the whole treasury. That's bhakti. So he said, I want the thing you're hiding behind your back. You're saying, why not take this, this, and no, no, I want that special thing you're hiding behind your back. Muktim dadasi karhichit smana bhakti yogam. In the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasji says, Shri Krishna is very quick to offer mukti, not so quick to offer bhakti. Why? Because aho chitram aho chitram vande tat prema bandhanam yad baddham muktidam muktam brahma krida bhrigi kritam. That bhakti is so great, it can tie up Shri Krishna. It binds him. So if he gives that bhakti, which is also known as prema or divine love, if he gives that to his devotee, guess what happens? Now all-powerful, independent God becomes tied up by the love of his devotee. Aham bhakta paradhino yasvatantra iva dvija sadhu bhirgrasta hridayo bhaktair bhakta jana priya. Shri Krishna tells Durvasa Muni, I am subservient to the bhakti of my devotees. They have tied me up with their bhakti and I have become subservient to them. So why would he go out of his way to give us that bhakti? No, no, no. When he gives that bhakti, he no longer gets to act as Supreme God. As Supreme God, he's the judge. He sits up there on his throne. He's godly, he's dignified, he's worshipped by all. And when he gives the soul that bhakti, then he ends up begging for his liberation. The tables get turned. Yashodaya samakapi devata nasti bhutale ulukhale yaya baddho muktido mukti michhati. Now his devotee makes him dance to his tune. Mother Yashoda has tied up Shri Krishna. A Paramahansa is amazed. He says, I came to Braj and my Brahm, who's described in Vedas as being supreme, independent, all-knowing, all-powerful, he's tied up by Mother Yashoda and he's crying, he's trembling. What happened? Bhagavatam tells that one day Mother Yashoda decided to churn the curd herself to make butter for her Lala. As she was churning, Shri Krishna came and demanded to get into her lap. Imagine God demanding to get into the lap of a soul. See, the tables are turned. Because Mother Yashoda is that type of devotee of Shri Krishna, who when she surrendered to him, she said, you keep that moksha far away from me. I don't want your mukti, I want your bhakti. Give me your bhakti. Shri Krishna said, okay, you ask, I have to give it. Now he's given it, look at his status. Status of Supreme God. Now he's begging to get into his devotee's lap, into Mother Yashoda's lap.
And he's demanding. He's stomping his feet. He's got a hold of her sari. And he's pulling. He's not letting her churn the curd. Would God do such a thing? Yes. Under the effect of that bhakti. This is what the Bhagavatam is trying to tell us. Forget about mukti. You can have God begging to get into your lap. Ask Him for bhakti. So don't ask Him for just liberation. Tell Him, I want you. So actually it's more selfless not to ask for liberation. You're asking for something from God if you ask for liberation. But the wise devotee like Kagbhushundi says, I don't want anything. I want you. I want selfless devotion to you. Then Sri Krishna has to give His divine power of bhakti and He gets tied up by His devotee. So, Sri Krishna is now subservient to the love of Mother Yashoda. He's completely... He's got no consciousness that I'm God. He only knows I am the son of this... She's my loving mother and I want to get into her lap. Imagine Sri Krishna begging to get into your lap. How would that feel? How much love would you feel for Him? He is giving His love, He's giving His bliss to Mother Yashoda and He's begging to get into her lap. So she picks Him up. She stops doing her work. She sits down, she picks Him up, and she starts nursing Him. He was hungry. That's why he's demanding. Ved says, Esha atma parita papama vijaro vimrityur vishoko vijighatso pipasa satya kama satya sankalpa. Chandogya Upanishad says, God is never hungry or thirsty. Yet he's demanding to get into Mother Yashoda.